During this year's Halloween celebrations, make sure you're not setting yourself up for a truly frightening pet-related bill. Veterinarians often see an uptick in emergency visits around Halloween. Here's Kelly Grant, consumer reporter at CNBC.com. Kelly, what do we have?
A lot of the claims do tick upward, particularly things related to chocolate toxicity, because you know your curious pet has suddenly access to a lot of Halloween candy, both in the house, if they're out trick-or-treating, kids maybe have dropped stuff. And that can cause a lot of problems, unfortunately.
We've always heard that, right? That chocolate, for example, is dangerous for especially dogs, cats. I don't know why, but that's kind of the standard thing, isn't it?
Well, it's one of those, there's certain ingredients, they say the big three to watch out for are chocolate, sugar-free candies containing xylitol, and really anything with raisins. Those are the big ones where they can have side effects, including things like organ failure and seizures.
Goodness.
So you'd really want to watch out. And there's a lot that goes into what is considered a toxic dose for your pet.
Okay.
But around Halloween, when they have access to so much, it's usually safer to go to the vet and let them sort it out, because it's hard to be certain that did they eat one, you know, fun size mini candy bar from the bowl, or did they eat six? That's hard to tell.
Right. All right. And you mentioned costumes and decor. This is kind of a choking hazard for them.
Potentially. Pets like to chew on just about everything. I have a cat that eats all sorts of things he shouldn't. I can personally attest to this. And so the vets say they do see an uptick in the animals that come in. They've either eaten part of their own costume, part of your kid's costume, some of the decor. So you just always got to keep an eye out on, you know, what's on their level and what is unexpectedly enticing.
Right. What do you do in an emergency like that?
Well, you definitely want to head to the vet. I mean, that's some of the stories of things that they have found that pets have eaten. You know, we've written about this before, you know, scary things like glass Christmas ornaments.
Ooh,
all the way to, you know, as I said, weird pieces of costumes and other parts of clothing.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kelly Grant, consumer reporter at CNBC.com, about her piece entitled Three Halloween Hazards That Can Lead to Scary Vet Bills. All right, what's the third one?
Third one, we dubbed it seasonal scares, but it's just, you know, this idea that you don't know how your pet's going to react to potentially scary things around the holidays. You've got a lot of costumed people in some pretty frightening costumes. Some pets just don't like the fact that trick-or-treaters are going to repeatedly be showing up at the door in their space. Maybe they want to pet, the kids want to pet them, and they're not cool with that. There's a lot that can go down that, you know, could scare your pet, and in the process they could injure themselves, another pet, or unfortunately even one of the trick-or-treaters or someone in your home.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Grant, consumer reporter at CNBC.com.
Listen to the show anytime on TuneIn at This Morning, America's First News with Gordon Deal, and on Stitcher at This Morning with Gordon Deal.